Now verse 6, and I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. You remember at first he was advised to fly away to his mountain. That is, go back out. David at first would not do it. But now, when it seems all is lost, and even Ahithophel, one of his trusted advisors, one who was close to him, has now betrayed him. It reminds you of something, I'm sure, of Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Christ. And then this nation will be betrayed by Antichrist. And many of us have had this happen to us. I've been a pastor for years. And every now and then, I must say, I've had some wonderful men on my staff. But I've had one or two that turned out to be Judas Iscariot. And they turn out to be Ahithophel. They betrayed you. And it hurts, of course, to have someone that you had confidence in. But it was thou a man, mine equal, my guide, and my familiar friend. Now, this is David speaking of him. Antichrist will betray this nation. They will pretend to have been, you see, the friend. He made a covenant with him. Listen to him. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Oh, these fellows will pray with you. And they'll pray for you when you're there. Or when your back is turned, they'll put a knife in your back. Now, friends, there are folk like that today. They're around us. If Antichrist appeared tomorrow, he'd have a following before the sun went down. Now, listen to David. And this is imprecatory, I grant you, but you listen to him. Let death seize upon them. And let them go down alive into Sheol, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. We have a frightful expression today, and I think it's terrible. You hear it in the world. Sometimes you hear somebody say to another, go to hell. That's an awful thing to say. And may I say to you, David almost said that relative to Ahithophel. Our Lord prayed for those that despitefully used him. And someday God will deal with these as he's dealt with Antichrist. Now, listen to him here. Listen to this man, David, now, verse 16. As for me, I'll call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. What a picture that you have here. Evening and morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. He shall hear my voice. I'll tell you one thing your enemy will do for you, friends. He'll cause you to pray more than probably you've ever prayed before. And that may be a very good thing after all. Now listen to David here. And this is a picture now of Antichrist, verse 21. Oh, is he a liar? And the devil is called a liar from the beginning. Antichrist is right out of the pit of hell, friends. Listen. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn sewing. Oh, how terrible, how awful, pretending to be a friend of David and at the same time plotting against him. That's Antichrist. Verse 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Now, may I say this to you today, Christian friend, and I can speak after some experience. Turn your enemies over to God. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Turn them over to God. Say, Lord, deal with him. And you know, over a period now of many years, I've been a pastor 40 years, I found out the Lord does a better job of dealing with them than I would, because he knows how to do it. I don't. Turn your enemies over to God, those that have betrayed you. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. That's what they'll be doing in the great tribulation. Only place to turn. And many of us find that a good place to go today. Verse 23, but thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I'll trust in thee. What about you today, and what about me today in this world? Are we going to start crying and hating people and start criticizing them? No, my friend, may I say to you, let's start trusting the Lord today. That's the way out.